Beluga whales are known as the canaries of the sea for their melodious songs, but conservation groups are concerned that one pod in Alaska could be rendered silent. Belugas have lived in the Cook Inlet near Anchorage for centuries, but because of a deteriorating environment, are now on the federal endangered species list. Reagan Davey with the group Defenders of Wildlife in Alaska says the population of the extremely social and vocal Cook Inlet belugas have alarmingly decreased by about 80% since the 1970s.
They stay in Cook Inlet all year round, and they live under the ice for parts of it. There's so many different threats that are affecting them. There's three main ones are noise pollution, water pollution, and prey availability.
Davey says the beluga whales are experiencing a variety of threats that don't endanger other whale populations in Alaskan waters. She says their territory in the Cook Inlet is right outside one of the most developed areas of the state. While orcas and polar bears are the beluga's natural predators, Davey says water pollution and a diminishing salmon population account for much of their decline. And although by law they're no longer hunted by humans, the trappings of modern-day civilization also weigh on their survival.
When feeding, belugas use echolocation to find food. Parts of their habitat are in a lot of the most developed parts of the state in Cook Inlet. So commercial ships and machinery noise can really impact the whales when they're trying to find food and talk with each other.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Alaska Beluga Monitoring Program trains volunteer citizen observers to monitor the whales at points along the inlet and report their findings. Davey says the extra eyes are needed to count them and keep tabs on the species' progress.
I really encourage Alaska residents to sign up to volunteer for the monitoring program. The more people that understand what this population is enduring, the more people that are able to join in on the recovery.
The Beluga Monitoring Program is online at akbmp.org. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Richardson. Find our 8 trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.